From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. Here in Idaho, there are more than 100,000 people struggling with food insecurity. They're unsure of where their next meal might come from. And as we head into the holiday season, many nonprofits are making it a priority to address this issue, which is why the Idaho Food Bank will be hosting its 26th annual Empty Bowls event to help fight against hunger. Joining us now to talk more, CEO of the Idaho Food Bank, Randy Ford. Welcome to Idaho Matters. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's so great to be on.
Okay, so for folks who may not be familiar with the term, what is food insecurity? What does that mean?
So food insecurity is anyone that's facing a time where they have to make a decision on whether or not they can provide food for themselves or food for their family, and often equated with, you know, somebody that is experiencing hunger as well. So I think that's a good tie-in for that.
And what kind of things contribute to food insecurity? I'm guessing economy is a big part of that.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of intertwined factors that impact an individual's ability to become food secure. We refer to those as the social determinants of health. Easier way to say that is conditions or the environment in which people are born, live, learn, work, play, and it affects a wide range of their health, their function, and their quality of life.
Gotcha. So I'm curious, we've heard a lot about folks struggling in this economy. Are you seeing a greater need for food assistance this year?
Yes. You know, there are too many Idahoans experiencing food insecurity. We serve an average of 213,000 people per month over this last year. And the need in the communities has been trending upward over the past months. It's not decreasing to what it was pre-pandemic. So we've seen a slow but steady need increase across our senior population primarily. And, you know, we've served an average of 48,000 seniors per month.
Can we go back? Did you say 213,000 people a month?
Yes. So our individuals served, and we get reports from our partners all across the state, and our average is 213,000 people per month.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, there's a wide variety of factors that kind of impact food security for individuals and families. And it often arises with other economic or financial pressures in the household. So food costs are one of these, but it can also be access to transportation, medical costs, medical care, cost of housing. And many of those people, which we have a report that says 43% of Idaho households do not have an income that meets the household survival budget. So many of these people they're actually employed. They're just not making ends meet.
That's amazing. And I think we should be clear. The Idaho Food Bank distributes foods to partners and to folks who then distribute the food out. You don't go to the Idaho Food Bank itself and get food, right?
Yeah, we have an actual pantry in our North Central location in Lewiston. So we do serve people directly out of that pantry in Lewiston. And anyone that does come to our doors, they would leave with an emergency bag of food. Nobody leaves empty-handed. But we primarily distribute across the state and to our 440 partners. And that could be through school pantries, senior centers, can be church affiliations or religious institutions that have pantries, as well as ones like we're opening a pantry within St. Al's in one of their clinics, and we have partnerships with St. Luke's as well.
I love that. That's amazing. Okay, so 213,000 people a month. Are you able to meet that demand? How are you doing with that?
Well, we're able to meet the demand, but comparatively, year over year, fundraising is down. So we're really focusing on maximizing our financial donations that we receive. And, you know, like many other businesses and nonprofits, we received funding during the pandemic, but that's not permanent. Mm. So, you know, we're grateful for all the support we receive from individuals and organizations and to address food insecurity. But we really have to reiterate that that's the community support is what drives our success. Because, you know, we're not a government organization. We are a nonprofit that's driven primarily by individual contributions from Idahoans.
Well, let's talk about how folks can contribute. Your Empty Bowls event is kicking off, and I was surprised to learn it's the 26th annual Empty Bowls. Tell us about the event and how it got started.
Well, I can't say a lot about how it got started because I wasn't even around the food bank at that point in time. I think I was still in high school when it started. But starting at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and typically it's always started on Thanksgiving Day, people can visit now our online store to purchase hand-painted and handmade bowls. And so Albertsons, thanks to Albertsons, who's our presenting sponsor for this event, the bowls can be, you can view the bowls, they start at $15. And when you purchase a bowl, you receive a $5 Albertsons gift card and soup recipes from Albertsons and the Idaho Food Bank nutrition team. So really we're trying to drive nutritious eating habits as well.
That's awesome. So, and this goes past Thanksgiving, right?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. So thanks to Ceramica, who's been a longtime supporter of the event, customers were able to paint a bowl at a store and donate that bowl so it can be sold at the event. And we also have, you know, other handmade and even artisan bowls that can go from $20 to $50 price range. And those are made by high school pottery students, Miller Made Pottery, and Hen House Pottery. So you'll be happy to know that I wasn't the one that did the artisan. They're much more fantastic than what I would create.
Well, let's talk about these bowls. These are gorgeous. I mean, these are pieces of art. A lot of them are just amazing, and they're all made with love.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we've had so much support from the community and being involved, and a lot of even organizations and groups have gone out and made it kind of a team building event to go out and paint these bowls and then donate them back to the food bank for us to sell through our event.
Well, that is amazing. And I think anybody who has gone to some place like Ceramica and had a chance to paint their own piece of art, it's a lot of fun. So I'm guessing that's got to be just a lot of enjoyment right there.
Yeah, it is fun. We've taken my family, my kids, and we participated, but we've also done that just for fun as well.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. So you buy the bowl, and then what happens?
So you buy the bowl, you get the $5 Albertsons gift card to go with that, and then we arrange for you to either pick it up or we can have it delivered through a variety of different ways. Most people just pick them up from our warehouse here in Meridian.
Cool. So you get to pick out your very own handcrafted, no two exactly alike bowl.
That's, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And they make a great Christmas gift for you or for others, yes.
Absolutely. So how many people take part in this every year?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure, but we sell out every year. So it's it is something you want to get your arms around and be a part of early on so you get a good choice.
So what kind of impact does an event like this have? Because, I mean, you're not just raising money, you're raising awareness, as you said, about food insecurity, and people can actually help on an individual basis.
Yeah, we know that we can't end hunger alone. And, you know, between our partnerships and also the support of the community, it makes all the difference in the world for us. And there's a lot of ways people can support. You know, we have our campaign right now, the Hope for the Holidays campaign through November and December. Our goal is to raise funds to provide food for 4 million additional meals.
Wow.
And at the food bank, $5, with $5, we're able to provide food for up to 15 meals. And that's, you know, our ability to leverage our purchasing power as well as all of our donations we receive.
Well, that's amazing. Are there other ways people can help out the food bank, especially this time of year?
Absolutely. They can help out with donating food. They can help out with volunteering. It allows us to stretch our dollar even farther. And, you know, if you go to our website, idahofoodbank.org, people can find out how to make a financial donation, how to sign up to volunteer, or how to host a food drive, or learn more about our work.
Well,
it's also where someone can go to find food assistance. So if they're in need of finding food assistance, they can visit our website. We have a food locator on that website that'll help them locate services near them.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.